It's really cold today. And it doesn't feel so bad when I'm walking along with you. I hold out my mitten-covered hand. And you tug the end of my long scarf. I've wrapped it around my neck twice, but still the cold is getting around my ears somehow. I give you my smile and look in your eyes. We just seem to grin as we walk along. Stand for a moment and watch some of the beautifully formed snowflakes falling on our coats. The dog wants us to hurry along so he can get to the next tree. He suggests that we go for a hot cup of tea. Kiss my lips. That's a good plan. Where should we go to? Oh, let's go to that really nice place. The one, well, it's quite a way away. You agree. You like pleasing me. I can see it. Just walking along through the trees. We're soon back to the car. More smiles. We just continue to walk down the path until we get to the car. I keep thinking about that as I get up. I've slipped into the shower first, aware of the time. I run downstairs with only a towel around my wet hair. I should have brought the laundry up last night. The dog follows me as I nip to find a clean bra and put it on. I bend over as I slip on the matching knickers.
Oh! You sod!
Turn round. You're behind me. You've come down for your underwear too. You've come down in just a towel just before you go in the shower looking for your underwear. Well, somebody stopped me before I brought the washing up last night. Took me to bed, didn't they? I tickle your ribs. You are guilty as charged. You just pull me back to close to you and hold me tightly. The sentence for this crime is you have to take the folded pile up the stairs. You just smile as I squeeze your bum. I spin in your arms and push out my bottom. I know you have morning issues and you let go of me because it's aching and tender. I grab the big pile of clean, folded clothes and plonk them in your arms. Here you go. You look a little crestfallen until you see me getting out the ironing board and giggling. I also get the pan out to cook. Scrambled eggs on toast. Come on, hurry up. Chop, chop. You disappear upstairs while I do several things at once. I let the dog out the garden, trying to iron the shirt. I'm still in my undies. When you come down, I pass you your shirt and we kiss. I watch you do up the cuffs and the collar as you smile. Even a work day seems good with you in the morning. I dish up fluffy eggs on buttered toast and you take yours to the table. But I come and sit on your lap. We kiss for a moment. I suppose I better get dressed. Yesterday was so great. As I nip upstairs to get dressed, I think about the tea shop. Proper tea and cake. Cuddled on a big old squashy chair together. It was just so cold, but inside the steamed-up windows of the little cafe, we told each other those little words. It felt like heaven. We just seemed to dream our way through the rest of the day, till the evening, and I stood folding, and you just came up to me, silently took my hand and kissed it. I smelled of the fresh laundry and grinned at you. My heart skipped when you picked me up, scooped me in your arms. You just carried me upstairs. I laid me on the bed and the most blissful kissing began. Oh, God. The only words I uttered through all of your tenderness. Till we fell asleep. I'm still thinking about you at work, and I text you. I'm going to be late. If you're hungry, there's still some beef stew in the freezer. Don't forget to take the dog for a walk. He will have been alone for 5 hours. What else do I need to put? I'll text you if I'm going to be any later. Send. Oh. Why Monday so Monday-ish? Bing, your text back. No problem. No love or kisses or anything. I suppose you're busy too. I'm tired and my neck is aching as I drag my feet along the dark street to get home. The lights aren't on. Oh no. If you were late home too. I fumble with my keys though. I try and the door's unlocked. I walk in slowly. And the dog comes and greets me. There's a wonderful smell. A faint light coming from the dining table. I walk closer and see you've lit candles and you emerge from the kitchen in a frilly apron. I grin and giggle. You walk up and I realise the apron is all you're wearing. You hold me tight in a lovely warm embrace. You brush my hair back from my face gently. Kiss me. A lingering kiss. Welcome home. Thank you so much. Your arms are bare. You've got a bare ass. Ooh. But you take my coat and pull out a chair and wiggle your bum at me. I slap it. Who could resist? You tell me to sit down. And then you come back from the kitchen with 2 platefuls of your speciality. Whoa, you've been busy. You nod and list off your chores. The dog's been walked, the bins have been emptied, dinner cooked, a warm welcome for my giggle. You pour us some wine. I can't take my eyes off you. Even in your pinny, you look so fucking handsome and sexy. You reach behind and undo the waistband as you sit there. Take the apron off. Your eyes are on mine. You wad it up and throw it over your shoulder. I try to lean to one side to peep under the table. No peeking. So I sit up smirking. Imagining you naked. I like being teased by you. And my grin is so wide now. But so is yours. You sexy fucker. Losing a little bit of self-control. But we tuck in the food. And I know I only have to wait. Your plate will soon be empty. And then what will you do? The dog puts his head on my lap, hoping for a titbit. I say to him, "Ask Daddy." I know. What are you going to do if he puts his head in your lap? The dog trots round the table as I laugh, thinking of my mischief. I hold my hand to my mouth. But you are ready, though, and you throw him a doggy treat into the centre of the rug, where he happily goes off to chew it all up. You wag your finger at me and I laugh. You say, "It's not the dog you want in your lap." I walk over. I come closer to your side of the table. As I stand next to you, you push my skirt up. And I straddle over your legs. You watch my eyes as I sit down on your lap. I feel how that touch is turning you on. Though I felt so tired walking home, I'm suddenly filled with energy because you're so sexy. I want you, and it's all I can think about as you ask me. And I nod, just silently smiling, nodding. You know, and I know. My breath is faster, and my fingers repeat the sensation of your hardness, reminding me with every touch how turned on you are, and how ready you are. And that you find me exciting. I manage to hold you tight round your neck and kiss your earlobes, breathing hot air into your ear. And my legs are weak. Your hand is on my sex. You carry me up the stairs. Like I weigh nothing. When you lay me down, I'm so excited. My strong, big, handsome, erect man. I'm already pushing down my panties down my thighs. And you grasp them and whip them off my legs and pull off my shoes. My stockings stay where they are. They're black to match the undies. The dress comes off. And I open my legs. I need your hardness. I'm very wet. Just give me it. The foreplay was downstairs. The sight of you in only an apron. The touches. The way you swept me up the stairs. You can't wait to have me. You lean and get between my legs straight away. And I feel myself so wet. Dripping. Your eyes glance down at my pussy and I see your cock twitch in response to the sight. I'm gasping. I'm propped on my elbows, legs bent up, open to cradle you, to welcome you. Fuck. You push straight in, no messing about, and I yield. Feel you stretch. Stretching. You grunt too. Kiss me passionately as I sink back into the pillow, holding you tight, drawing you down with me. Oh, you sexy fucker. I need to show you. Show me what a man can do. Oh, fuck me hard tonight. Yes, just give me that fucking cock. This dirty talk just makes me feel sexy and it makes you grit your teeth and flare your nostrils. Before I know it, I'm being given the fucking I asked for. Oh. Tonight we just both want the lust, the passion, the heat, the urgency. I begin to moan. and so do you. I get louder, and so do you. I shout out, yes, yes, oh yes, oh. You groan deeply, almost a growl. Oh fuck, it turns me on. I feel the wetness splashing from me as you pump in and out. You rock hard, fast, faster, louder and louder, fucking with total abandon. Oh, fuck, my fucking brain's out. Ah, you just say, fuck, you're gonna come. And I kiss you. Do it then. Do it. Oh, fill me up. Fill it up. My cunt, fill me. Fuck, fill me when you come. I'm totally lost in your lusty passion. Ah, my hips are in unison as you thrust and I rock my hips. You feel me tightening, knowing you're gonna trigger me. Trigger my orgasm when you pour inside me. Then you lift your head and shout out, fuck, 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 oh fuck. And I feel your cock rushing and heating me with your thick spunk. Can't help stopping my movements. Paralyzed by the tensing of my thighs around you, my ankles hooked on each other as my tight, tight pussy clenching on you. I come so hard, we come together. It's so hot, such a relief. I pant, and then my panting turns. It turns to a sob. I'm overcome and you collapse on me. I bury my face in your neck. I tell you I can't live without you doing that to me again and again. Oh, I can't live without you. The L bombs. Both of us united in this bed. United in our need for each other. Oh, fuck, yes. We steadily calm down and you're still in me. I'm still having aftershocks. It's so fucking comfortable. So comforting feeling you there. Still part of me, part of you. And you kiss me so gently, so tenderly, after a burst of energy. I turn a little and let out the, oh God, the loudest burp. Oh, I go right round. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh God. Sex on a full stomach is tricky. But we both laugh and laugh. Oh God, I can't believe I just did that. Tension of the serious moment is released. The way we spoke of the love. You offer to pat my back and roll face to face, still connected but on our sides. My thighs round your waist. A tear brims over and you kiss it away. Shocked by how much we needed each other. Shocked by how much we affect each other. Yet there's a deep understanding that it was natural, part of us. Sighing, I kiss you again as you gently move in me. I feel the heat and I begin to build for a second orgasm. I can't help it. You want it. You want to pleasure me more. This time it's gentler, and this time we don't take our eyes away. You hardly move, but you feel my muscles moving. The slight soreness swelling only helps. Moan. You whisper, come, darling, comfort me. grip my hands tighter. My fingertips mimic my vagina as she whispers and we move slowly. I just dissolve for you. I come and come. It doesn't stop. Seconds seem to turn to minutes. And I share myself in your eyes. I'm in heaven. Your mouth opens as you see what you're doing to me. What only you can do to me. And we lay together. Falling asleep. Still close, but I move a little and straighten my legs. Cuddling you. Holding you. Never wanting to let go. I look up at you. You look deep into my eyes and kiss my nose. Mm.